Talk Live. We launch into hour number three of the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. We've been talking about taxes, but our last caller that we had mentioned the whole Communist Manifesto thing and how a shocking amount of the Communist Manifesto has come true here in, or has been implemented here in America. And, of course, most Americans will deny that they live under a communistic system. Fact is, we do. We'll get into that here in a little bit because one of our emailers had some comments on that. But first, to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. One of the reasons why we talk about things the way we do is because we've been successfully brainwashed by our government.
It's true.
And for most people out here, and I ask and encourage them to please put their mind on a rinse cycle. That's probably all it's going to take to clean your mind. We tend to use terms like my taxes. For example, I'm going to pay my taxes this weekend.
Right.
They're not my taxes. They're not your taxes if you don't agree with them. Stop using that word. That's a brainwashed
term.
Sure.
How did they become? Just follow the logic. How did they become your taxes? Is it because
they're not our taxes? They're the government's taxes. It's an extortion. I will be writing a check this weekend under duress.
Yeah,
and it's because I'm not ready to go to prison yet.
It doesn't matter whether the stereotypical mobster guy comes into your store and says, "Hey, I can protect you for some money there." And if you don't,
right, that's not my protection. That's not my protection.
Absolutely,
that's their protection. That's
whether you happily give the money over or whether you give the money over in fear and trembling, it doesn't matter. That it doesn't change the fact that you're being extorted.
So you get the point.
Absolutely.
Folks that are listening, please, it's a brainwash thing. It's language. There's a whole lot of power in language, and they've successfully brainwashed most of this country. This audience is clearly intelligent enough that all it will take is just put it on rinse cycle. Get that dirty language out of your head.
You know what? That's sort of like what Free Talk Live. That's sort of what like listening to Free Talk Live is. It's a rinse cycle for your brain.
Undoing
the decades of brainwashing that the government agents have been engaged in.
Speaking of this, can I touch on one other thing with the democracy versus Republican form of government?
Yes, sir.
Being the weekend of April 19th here, there's an excellent celebration down in Massachusetts. It's Concord and Lexington, the beginning of the American Revolution, the shots heard around the world, and that sort of thing.
Jefferson's birthday was yesterday.
There's a really neat celebration that goes on. There's a reenactment of those battles on Concord and Lexington.
Mm.
And in preparation of that, where Paul Revere hung the lanterns at that Old North Church, every year they have a so-called dignitary speak. You know, for example, on the bicentennial anniversary of the country, they had the president actually there.
Mm-hmm.
Not last year, but several years ago, they had the Chief Justice of Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court, if you can pardon me calling that, putting it in such high terms.
It sounds like a nice event.
She's
but
the woman that runs that court.
How ironic, though, it's happening
in Massachusetts. She is a worshiper of John Adams. If you listen to her language, yet John Adams wrote the first constitution in this country that our federal constitution is modeled after, and he talked repeatedly about a republic, and she, in her speech, kept referring to democracy.
Ugh.
Well, after this church celebration, the dignitary always stands outside the door as people exit and can shake hands, and I shook her hand and I said, "I have one question," politely, of course. I have one question. Why did you keep referring to democracy when you know that John Adams referred to it as a republic? And she said, "That's something I'll need to think about." Well, clearly, she had thought about it in advance. It's part of the brainwashing. She's part of the system. She's not only a judge, but, there's the old thing. Where does a judge come from? It's a lawyer who's also a politician.
Right.
They're
either doing it on purpose, John, or they're doing it because they've been brainwashed. It's one of the
other. They might be, too.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you. Good night.
Yes, sir. 800-259-9231. How sad that, an event like that, the history of this country, of course, how sad that, back in the olden days, in Massachusetts, there were actually still some liberty-loving individuals that were willing to stand up for freedom and fight against the king, and now Massachusetts is one of the most heavily taxed states in the entire country. Pretty sick.
It's a heck of a change. You know, the birthplace of liberty and freedom in the world is now just wrought with taxes.
And it's getting worse here in New Hampshire. Luckily, the Free State Project is on the case. Liberty-loving individuals from all around the country and all around the world are moving to New Hampshire for the purpose of keeping the government small and reducing it even further, and maybe getting rid of it entirely. That's what I'd like to see happen. But that's just me. It's not the whole organization. It's not you, Mark. I'm just saying. 800-259-9231. We can dream, can't we? Bill in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Bill.
Hey, you guys. I love your show.
Thanks. Thank you. What's on your mind?
I got a question about Waco. Was that the Branch Davidians?
It was.
Okay. Whatever happened to how come Janet Reno and all the people responsible for that didn't have to go to jail?
Well, because they aren't responsible.
Why not? They killed a lot of kids.
Bureaucrats. Bureaucrats have what they call so-called sovereign immunity. And it's very, very difficult. It can happen. Like some police officers, sometimes they'll get in trouble for certain things. But the higher up you are in government, the more immune you are from any sort of prosecution. So Janet Reno and her cronies, or in this case, Alberto Gonzalez today, he could go. They could do these things. They can murder people. And they can get away with it. And at worst, what will happen is they'll be publicly shamed. Or maybe sent on a paid vacation as they're investigated. Or maybe the president will try to show like he's doing something important, and he'll restructure the organization and fire her. That'll show her.
You know, and I think a real good example that's in the news right now is these Duke lacrosse kids. You know, here they've been under the scrutiny of the law for the last 18 months, has it been? Or some period of time like that. It's been quite some time. It's cost their families tens and thousands of dollars. You know, obviously, there's been no shots fired in this particular instance, but what's going to happen to the prosecuting attorney? Nothing.
Not a damn thing.
I mean, maybe it'll affect his political career, and he might not get to be state's attorney, you know, the elected as attorney general of the state.
That's
or something
the only reason
like
why
that.
He even apologized. Normally, in situations like this, you don't even get apologies from people. You've got 40,000 incidents every year in the United States of the police kicking in people's doors, armed raids on people's houses, many of them completely innocent people that are inside them, many people getting shot over these raids, and the police barely ever even apologize for it, let alone clean up their mess.
Can you refresh my memory on exactly what caused that situation like 10 or 12 years ago?
The Waco situation?
Yes.
Well, I was pretty young at the time, but as I understand it, they wanted David Koresh, who was the leader of the organization, for some, I don't even remember what the offense was, but they wanted him to come into court, and he didn't want to go to court. And so they wanted him to go to court, and so they surrounded the compound, as they called it, and then things just escalated from there. And you probably know what happened with him sending in the ATF and the shots being fired, and then the tank rolling into the building and all that. So what they could have done, though, as people who knew David Koresh had pointed out, David Koresh was known for going out on, I don't know how often it was, but probably at least weekly, on jogs around the area. He would leave the compound and go out and get some exercise. So, you know, they obviously had food and stuff like that in this compound, but somebody was going to have to leave at some point in order to restock. And so it was very well possible that if they had just kept quiet and set a police car out down the road somewhere, had some undercover cops, and then just waited
perhaps
it out a week.
A remote viewed camera.
Yeah, waited it out a week, he would have eventually left the compound, and they could have just picked him up at that point. But no, it was the government that was involved, and when it's the government that's involved, force is their number one procedure. And so they used as much force as they could possibly get away with those people, and it was way more than they should have, but they still got away with it anyway, even though several people perished, including children. It was really tragic.
Can you give us an update? I think it's on the Browns. Is it the Browns that are all holed up and not paying the tax?
Yeah, Ed Brown and his wife are holed up in Plainfield, New Hampshire, waiting their, waiting for the hat to drop. There's a sentencing date on the 24th of this month. Obviously, the government would really like to have them in court for that sentencing, but Ed Brown and Elaine Brown are not going. And if the government tries to come and get them, they're going to shoot.
Keep us up to date on that, okay?
Will do.
Okay,
thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. Duco's on the way. Your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, the bulletin board system included. There are over 210,000 posts, over 1,300 people interacting. It's all completely free. You can go to bbs.freetalklive.com to access it directly. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. That's 800-544-6359. SACL CAI.
Let's go to the phones to Duco in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there. I realize both of you are for immigration, open borders. And
I'm for freedom. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, me too, but I have a question.
Okay, sure.
Since the United States is more of a socialized or, you know, socialist economy,
yes,
is it possible to have open borders without also oppressing the taxpayers more?
Well, I understand what you're saying, but really my question back to you would be that because we have a messed up totalitarian socialist system, do you think we should further propagate that system, or do you think we should spend our energy and our time on dismantling that system? It seems to me that it would be just as simple to dismantle whatever welfare system is in place and whatever laws that are over hospitals and schools or whatever.
Build a wall?
Yeah, as to build this wall. It seems to me that we should focus our attentions on taking the carrot away from the immigrants that would come over here for the purpose of, you know, lounging around and being supported by taxpayers.
Duco?
Yes. That sounds reasonable.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's the idea. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. It's a simple concept.
Yeah. Well, most people, the reason that they're upset with immigrants is
the welfare
is because they have to pay for them. And, you know, there are some legitimate arguments, for their side with, well, you know, what about immigrants that are going to live 50 people to a house? You know, I understand I wouldn't want that next to my house. But
as a landlord, I wouldn't want it on my property.
No, I certainly wouldn't want it on my property. Can you imagine what your property is going to look like if there's, say, 10 Mexican immigrant men living in your house?
There were five college brats living in the house that we're currently in now before us, and it was terrible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's up to the landlord to decide whether or not that's appropriate.
I think immigrants will probably be better than college brats, but, you know, it's my opinion.
Well, anyway, so simple concept. I like how you approach that, Mark, in that all these people that are talking about immigration reform and new laws and building the wall and enforcement and roadblocks and checkpoints and all the different measures that they want to take to so-called stop the immigration. You know, I don't know if they even realize that what they're calling for is bigger, more obtrusive, more oppressive government.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they realize that what they're going to get if they get some of these things enacted is a police state.
Well, I mean, a bigger police state.
Right. A more comprehensive police state, one in which the police actually have far more powers than they currently do, and where everyone who's in these areas are going to be inconvenienced by these different roadblocks, and business owners are going to be inconvenienced and harassed by officious bureaucrats demanding to see paperwork for every single employee, or even worse, having this federal government system that is going to be in place where every employer who is in the system is going to have to submit their potential employees to the federal government for vetting prior to actually being able to hire anyone. If you think it's bad that you have to show your Social Security card now to get a job,
I don't think most people consider that bad.
I do. I don't appreciate even having a Social Security number.
You consider it bad, but I don't think most people consider it bad.
Right. Well, anyway, you're going to have to, if this legislation works out the way some people intend, you're going to have to submit your application to the business, and then the business will have to submit your name and your information to the federal government, to their database, for approval. The approval could take several days. It could take, who knows, more than that, especially if there's a problem. Because according to the tests that they've been doing, there are problems a good percentage of the time. And what happens if you're one of those names that happens to be similar to, a wanted terrorist or something like that? Sorry, you just can't have a job.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what happens with the terrorist no-fly list. It happens all the time. And I, you know, it seems so odd to me that people that would consider, mostly consider the government to be inefficient at what it does. Why would they want to put the government in charge of this very important issue, of letting new people into the country, of controlling businesses? I would imagine the government's going to go to roadblocks. I would imagine they're going to go to quite possibly house to house searches.
Yeah, well, your question's a great question, and it doesn't make sense. Their mindset, it doesn't follow. They're not being consistent.
Right.
If indeed they do believe that way, that government's inefficient and generally lousy, why is it that you're going to make an exception for them in this particular case? Why is it that you think that if your program gets passed, that all of a sudden the inefficient, lousy government that creates unintended consequences is going to become an effective, efficient organization?
Right.
It's absurd to believe that.
It doesn't make any sense to me, because generally that would be the opinion of a conservative, is that, the government's inefficient and it's too big, and, you know, that we need to downsize the government. Except when we have bureaucrats with guns. When we have Border Patrol, we need bigger army, they're just bureaucrats with guns.
Right. All of a
sudden, just as inefficient.
All of a sudden, the gun being on the hip makes them more efficient.
They're even more inefficient because, well, they blow crap up. You know, they shoot rounds, which are not useful again. You know, they use up ammunition, and they have missiles. I'm sorry.
And I mean, we can predict. It's easy to predict how government will behave because it always behaves in the same way. It screws things up, and then it uses its screw-ups as an excuse to make itself bigger. So, okay, you're going to have yourself a wall built, right? Those of you out there who want to restrict immigration mm-hmm. even more, you want to build a wall, you want to put some gun turrets up on it, you want border ninjas, you want all these different enforcement measures, checkpoints, random searches, house-to-house searches, that sort of thing. And then eventually there are going to continue to be reports about how immigrants are still getting into the country. You'll see the busts, for instance. They'll bust an entire truckload of immigrants coming across the border. They'll find out that there are Border Patrol agents who have been corrupted, that they've been taking payments. The FBI will bust one or two of them here and there. And then you'll come to the realization that, hey, this isn't working out quite the way we thought it was going to be. Well, that just means we need more money. That'll be the message from the politicians. Oh, the program's working. Look, we're getting busts. It's just that they're still coming through, so we need to crack down extra more.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to have double the checkpoints. We've got to have random house searches every single day.
Guarantee you that they will continue. If you build a wall, they will continue to come through, because currently there's illegal immigration from China. Look, there's something a lot bigger than your wall that you're talking about between us and China. We call it the Pacific Ocean. Yeah. It's full of man-eating critters and stuff. I mean, you can't build a wall that's as good as the Pacific Ocean, and they're still coming across from China.
And regular Americans who are already here are going to get caught up in the midst of it, with things like these lists that the government has been creating, mm-hmm. for instance, for the terrorism. They've got this terror watch list thing. Well, there's some news, actually, about this. And try to imagine how this will apply to the immigration enforcement, because it'll be the same thing. There are going to be names on the list. They're going to be like names that aren't necessarily people that need to be under suspicion, but yet they'll be placed under suspicion anyways. They'll be mistaken for the wrong person, arrested, thrown in gulags, thrown in concentration camps, and more. We'll tell you what's going on. It's pretty sick. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091, or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drill?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-3955. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-3955. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-3955. That's 1-800-441-3955.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatsNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatsNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatsNow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You bring us what you want toll free at 800-259-9231. The live Saturday edition is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there. Dozens and dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo. We put them up on the web to prove that, well, we actually have women listening, but to prove that they are listening to the show. So, see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. We are talking about, well, actually, Duco called in from Illinois with a question about the immigration situation. This sort of led us into this discussion about the different lists that the government is out there creating. And constantly adding names to, I might add. These terrorist watch lists, for instance. Now, you've heard of the no-fly list, right?
Yeah.
That's where, you know, they check you, and you, when you're getting an airplane ticket, and they say, oh, we're sorry, you're on the no-fly list, you can't fly. Okay, well, that list comes from a much larger list, as I understand it. And that's what this story is about. From San Francisco, the AP reporting, a little-known Treasury Department terror watch list, which we've actually talked about once in the past, is causing trouble for people trying to buy homes and cars. CBS 5 investigates first, uncovered the problems last year. Now a report released Tuesday by civil rights lawyers provides new evidence showing the problem is becoming more widespread. The 250-page list, posted publicly on a Treasury Department website, is being used by credit bureaus, health insurers, and car dealerships, as well as employers and landlords, according to the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights of the San Francisco Bay Area. The list includes some of the world's most common names, such as Gonzalez, Lopez, Ali, Hussein, Abdul, Lucas, and Gibson. and companies are often unsure how to root out mismatches. Some turn consumers away rather than risk penalties of up to $10 million and 30 years in prison for doing business with someone on the list. Do you remember when we talked about this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Nobody knows about this stuff. This isn't front page headline news. No one is really even aware that this list exists in general. There are very few people that know it's out there. And in fact, as I understand the regulations, all businesses are supposed to check this list. So you want to buy advertising from Free Talk Live? We're supposed to check this list in advance to make sure you aren't a possible terrorism suspect before we can sell you advertising. Now, it's not, you know, the enforcement hasn't trickled down to the low-level, smaller businesses yet, but the car dealers are sure as hell concerned, and, you know, the airlines are concerned for obvious reasons, and these, you know, health insurers, different companies are getting compliant with this list. And as a result of their compliance with this awful terrorist watch list that the government's created, people are getting turned down to purchase products and services. Can you imagine? This list could result in you not being able to actually buy anything for yourself in the future.
I can't imagine how that would happen, but it could certainly make it very difficult for you to buy things in the future.
Right. Again, it hasn't trickled down to all businesses, but some businesses have adopted the process of checking this list, and it's because they don't want those fines. They don't want the 30 years in prison that the federal government is threatening. What happens if the feds send in somebody with the name on the list as a, you know, some sort of a sting operation, and you don't check the list?
And these names don't come with complete with Social Security numbers,
nope.
Date of birth, or anything like that. It's just a name.
Yep.
Look, I can go on the internet and I can search my name, and I'm going to find at the very least a handful of guys out there that have the same name as I do. What if one of them gets put on this list?
No more houses for you, sir.
Can't buy anything. Well, that's crazy. Can't buy a car.
The Shirin Shinar, an attorney with the Asian Law Caucus, says, "We found that an increasing number of everyday consumers are being flagged as potential terrorists by private businesses merely because they've a name that's similar to someone on this government watch list. Many companies who encounter even a partial match are unsure of how to root out mistakes and prefer to just turn away someone trying to get a loan or rent an apartment rather than risking the penalties." The Treasury Department is doing what it can to clarify the rules, said the spokesbureaucrat in a statement. This includes posting guidelines for businesses using its list, including a step-by-step tutorial on how to handle a potential hit, and hosting private sector workshops across the country. Do you see what they're doing here? They're turning private businesses into enforcement arms of the federal government. Now, they're not asking the businesses to arrest the people on the list. They're just asking them to turn them down. And if they don't, they're going to jail or being fined millions of dollars. The 6,000-plus names on the list, managed by the Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control, include people, companies, or groups accused of, not convicted, accused of supporting or financing terrorism. So all it takes is for some government bureaucrat at the Treasury Department to open up the file and add a new name to the list. Oh, you've been accused.
Now, there you go.
Can you? Where's the
court date to prove whether or not you are, in fact, guilty of what they're accusing you of? Nothing like that. No due process.
Most of the names are foreign. Any of their assets may be frozen by U.S. banks, and Americans are forbidden. Americans are forbidden from doing business with those names. So it doesn't matter if your business is of a certain size. It's anyone doing business in America. Did you know about that law? I bet you didn't.
It sounds to me like that would be, if my neighbor went to the grocery store and bought, because I'm having so much trouble being on this list, the neighbor went to the grocery store and bought my groceries for me.
They'd be an accessory.
And I, compensated, they said, it came to $105.38, and I gave them $105.38. Sounds to me
criminal.
Like they're a criminal.
Allegedly. A few people in the U.S. are actually on the list, said one guy, but the list includes names shared by thousands of Americans that have nothing to do with U.S. sanctions. Actually, that's the lawyer. The lawyer's group acknowledged that the screening may sometimes be legitimate, but encouraged greater government regulation to prevent the practice from getting out of control.
It's government regulations that's the problem here in the beginning.
Yep, and ensnaring those.
This is how the government works. The government creates a problem, and then it creates solutions for the problem, which require more government.
And none of it ends up
this
actually
this is how it has worked for the last 100 years. This is how the government's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger, and this is how it's going to get so big and so ponderously large and inefficient that it's just going to topple of its own weight.
Tom and Nancy Cabani from Arcata were denied a home loan when his credit report came back with an alert saying that his middle name, which happens to be Hassan, was an alias for one of Saddam Hussein's sons. It's so surreal, I still can't believe it now, said one of them, a Kmart cashier of Syrian descent. It was devastating for my wife. She worried and worried and worried. The couple missed out on buying the house that they'd had their eye on, but nearly a year later are working on securing a loan. San Francisco resident Guadalupe Ortiz went to a Concord Toyota dealership to buy a car, but was told her name was also on the list. She said, I felt humiliated. Another couple buying their first home in Phoenix was turned away from the closing with the title company when the man's first and last names, which are common Hispanic names, matched an entry on the list that had no additional details like birth dates that would allow them to easily clarify the mismatch. So there you go. There's three examples of something that's going on all across the country. Can you imagine?
No, I can't imagine what it's like.
Can you imagine? I mean, the American dream, right? To be successful and build wealth for yourselves and get a car, get a house, and you know live happily ever after. You've worked so hard. This one person working as a Kmart cashier, working so hard at his low level job, has managed to you know put his stuff together, has saved enough money to have a down payment on a house, goes to finally get the loan approval for the house that he's decided he wants to buy, and some employee at the company says, sir, I'm sorry to tell you this, but we can't give you this loan because your name is on a terrorist watch list. And there go your dreams.
Right, and, you know,
shattered.
The name's just a name. It isn't matched up with any information, whatever, to corroborate one way or the other. And if the evidence is like the terrorist watch list for the no-fly list, if it's anything like that, you can't get your name removed from it. The average individual just simply cannot get their name removed.
Well, here's what they want to do. The lawyers group, they're hoping that the stories will encourage Congress to hold hearings on the issue and restore accountability and oversight to the process. Therefore, there's no accountability, no oversight, and Congress doesn't flipping care because this lawyers group is hoping to encourage them to look at the issue. In the meantime, people in America will continue getting denied their freedom to transact business. Can you support this? Are you in favor of this sort of thing? Well, somebody out there who's all about the war on terror and putting a stop to these illegal immigrants and terrorists, and I want to hear from you. If you support this, 800-259-9231, because this is what the government is doing in the name of protecting you. They're preventing people who are your friends and neighbors from doing business at the point of a gun.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge, plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow Dirt Cheap Superfood should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You bring up what you want, even in these remaining moments. It's a live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The phone number is 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line is what that is, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. That's the place to go, and all of the features there are completely free. But we do ask you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Why would someone want to do that, Mark?
Well, because they believe in the show and what we're doing, bringing the message of liberty to people 6 nights a week, Monday through Saturday, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m.
No, it's 7 to 10.
7, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time.
6 to 9 Central. Very good save, good save. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that since we give away all the features on the website, like those other radio talk show hosts, for instance, they want to charge you for their features. We give them away. And so we're just asking you voluntarily to support the show for $3 a month, which is even less than what those other guys charge for their sites. So $3 a month, you send it in. We take it all in. We pull it together, and we turn it around into buying advertising to, for instance, spread the show to more radio stations. We buy ads in Talkers Magazine. We go to conventions. We've got our affiliate relations guy that calls radio stations for us. So it's a great way to get the show out to more new listeners and, as you say, spread the message of freedom as far and as wide as possible. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll learn about some of the perks you'll get access to, like the amplifier-only chat room, the amplifier-only call-in lines, the amplifier-only forums. There's more than that. Amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and Paul in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Paul.
How you doing tonight?
Super. What's on your mind?
Well, I was wanting to make sure I understood your open border policy. If I understood it right, you're willing to let anybody who wants to come, and your solution to taking care of that problem is by doing away with welfare, not making hospital emergency rooms treat people if they need treatment, and I assume do not have the money. And I'm wondering how in the world we would ever get anything like that through a liberal Democrat Congress.
Well, that's an excellent question. Obviously, it will require a paradigm shift for the American people, getting away from this bigger government mentality, the mentality that government can fix all problems, to government is the problem, let's cut it back as far as we can possibly
go. But don't you think that it would be just as difficult to implement whatever plan somebody might have for handling illegal immigration currently? Don't you think it would be just as difficult to ramrod whatever plan that is through than to get rid of welfare and those kind of things?
You could ram the plan through, but enforcing it's the trick.
But ramrod and
I wouldn't really think that would be the case because there's just too many people that are basically bleeding heart liberals, and you're just not going to ever. It would take generations, I think, to get over that mentality.
So, in the meantime, are you suggesting that you support building a wall and enforcing?
How are the liberals going to feel about shooting Mexicans in the dirt, though? I mean, if you build a wall there, you're going to have to put guys with guns on it to protect that wall, make sure that it's of any usefulness. I mean, if there's guys with guns on the wall, they're going to end up shooting people.
They can shoot them now without a wall.
Well,
how do you think the
liberals feel about the Mexicans dying in the dirt then?
But they're not doing that.
Okay.
They're not shooting. They're coming over. We're not shooting them. We're just catching them and turning them loose. That's the problem.
And that's highly inefficient, right?
Very inefficient.
Okay.
It's going to be a little tougher for them to get over that wall. It's a lot easier to come in by a boat.
Come on, they already have tunnels, and you know, I mean, the wall isn't a problem at all. Look, those border guard guys, they make what $30,000 a year. The Mexicans are already bribing them to bring marijuana and heroin through. Why can't they bribe them to bring 100 people in a semi?
They are doing that.
Yeah, they are.
Right, and that will continue.
I agree.
A wall is just a monumental waste of money.
And it'll be awfully similar to, you know, Berlin and the other historical...
If you build a wall, you have to implement this huge police state behind it to make it of any effect anyway.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Paul, but that doesn't sound too attractive.
I'm not necessarily of the opinion that we have to have a wall, but we do have to have a lot more border guards than what we have.
That's twice as many people to pay off. So instead of $10,000 to pay to a coyote to get across the border, you have to pay $11,000 to a coyote to get across the border?
I actually think that everybody down there is on the take.
Not everyone, but a large amount of them are. I mean, come on, man. Paul, let's face facts here. The government in the United States can't even keep drugs out of its own prisons, and there's an incredibly large war on drugs going on. How is it you think a war on immigration is going to be any different?
I just don't think that... I don't think there's any possibility of your plan working. My plan may not work. It would absolutely work.
You're just saying that you don't think it would
work. It's all the rest of the plans that would not work.
It has to be implemented before it can work, and it's not going to be implemented.
I'll give you that it would be very difficult to get my plan through simply because people don't understand concepts and precepts of liberty.
So we should just throw it out the window, right? Because people are clueless, we should just forget about the plan.
I'm not saying that.
Okay, so then it is worth going just going ahead with trying to spread the message of freedom and trying to get people to understand that liberty works and that this country needs to go back in a pro-freedom direction instead of continually increasing the size of government, creating new government programs, hiring new government bureaucrats, in your case in the form of border patrolmen, and not going in that direction. Are you agreeing with us that our plan is the best plan?
No, I'm not.
What is the best plan?
If I understand your plan right, you're willing to let millions of people come in a month. Not just a year, millions come in a month if they want to. And if I lived somewhere else, I'd come here.
Well, of course you
would. If you can make it to America, you should be free to come to America, because America is supposed to be a free country. What's wrong with that?
Why do we have policies where we let so many people in a year?
Because government bureaucrats are sick control freaks, and they want to tell you what to do.
They like to count things, and there's also the
money, there's fees.
They get lots of fees. It costs several thousand dollars to get through, because people sort of are naturally tribal, and they want to, you know, once they're in, they want to keep people out. Like, for instance, I was born in Florida. Well, I'll tell you, once people get to Florida, they want to see, you know, they want every other person that's moving in to stay out. Look, the state's big enough. It's just, you know, it's fine the way it is. Well, that's how it is everywhere. People don't want other people coming in and infringing. They don't want change. They don't want things to be different. But I would say to you that the immigrants that came up to this point, the Italians, the Greeks, the Irish, the Germans before that, all those immigrants made America great.
And they were hated.
They were
hated by
each
people.
And every time. You know,
I would agree with that, but here's my problem.
Yes, sir.
You let in 40 or 50 million people, then that 80% of them are going to vote liberal Democrat. How is that going to help this country? We're in awful shape now. I mean, you can't even get the Republicans to do anything.
You know,
let alone have another 40 million people voting Democrat. We'd never, ever see any conservative policies in this country.
What kind of I'm sorry. I feel like the conservatives have screwed me just as much as the liberals had, so that doesn't really move or motivate me.
Yeah.
You don't care if we get more liberal. I thought you were against big government.
We are absolutely against big government.
What do you think liberalism is?
Well, there's liberalism and then there's conservatism, and apparently it's all for big government these days, what I've seen.
Is all I can see is what you're saying is let's grow the government so that the Mexicans don't come here and grow the government. No.
Let me tell you the difference in conservative government and liberal government.
Okay, tell me.
Conservatives now believe in big government. Not people like me, not most grassroots conservatives, but the ones in office believe in big government.
They do.
But the liberals believe in bigger government. It's a choice between the lesser of two evils.
Yeah, well, I don't pick evil if I can avoid doing it. And
well,
I'm not really too concerned about, you know, the scare tactics around, you know, all these Mexicans are going to come here and vote Democratic. I predict that the majority of them will just come here and work and probably not even bother voting. But either way, it doesn't matter to me because freedom is what it's all about. And if we can actually educate Americans to be of a freedom mindset, then the people that will come here will also hopefully be of that freedom mindset because they'll understand that it was freedom that is what makes America a great place.
You can't even educate Americans to that, let alone immigrants.
Well, of course not. The government's doing the educating. The government can't possibly educate that freedom's a good thing. The government has to educate that the government is a good thing.
Yeah, but I understand what you're saying. I just can't support growing government. And, you know, that's the only thing that we're going to do to be able to keep the Mexicans out. Currently, the current system we have is just highly unfair to Mexicans, illegal aliens. The one that would, where we would grow the border patrol and build a fence and all that other stuff.
I don't support welfare and I don't support a border wall. I don't support any of these big government programs. And if government keeps getting bigger, I'll keep talking about what I talk about, and that is, pull your support. If you don't like what government's doing, stop being a slave and paying them. Paul, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks.
All right. So just stop it. If you're tired of it, whatever the policies are, whatever the programs are that you don't like, stop paying for them. Oh, you scared? Yeah, you probably are. Because they're a scary gang, and they need to be opposed. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We'll see you Monday night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great and safe weekend. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.